So Colorado Select was created by this exclusive group of like-minded professionals who are dedicated to raising the level of consumer confidence in Colorado's auto repair industry. Schedule your next oil change at any of the Colorado Select Auto Care Centers heard on Drive Radio, and you'll immediately see the difference. For the complete list of all the member shops in the state, visit drive-radio.com.
Hey, it's Randy Corcoran. Are you up early, hungry for news, politics, opinion, all focused on the march back to liberty? Then please join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 a.m. It's Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on KLZ 560.
Field Guide to the Gross Emitter. A gross emitter is a car that spews out offensive, nauseating exhaust smoke at a high rate, also known as a junker, rattle trap, rust bucket, heap. A single gross emitter can pollute 100 times more than a new car. Why go through all the inconvenience of selling or trading in your gross emitter? After all, that old car will just continue to grossly emit. It's so much easier for you to simply donate your polluting clunker to the nonprofit Clear the Air Foundation. Your unpleasant, odoriferous hunk of junk will be crushed and recycled, so its acrid exhaust will never again darken our skies or our lungs. That way, we can all breathe a bit easier. To learn how to make gross emitters an endangered species, visit ClearTheAirFoundation.org. You may qualify for a tax deduction as well. That's ClearTheAirFoundation.org, an initiative of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Attention! The annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair for Denver is Wednesday, August 13th at the Exto Event Center, 1399 35th Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., hundreds of career positions from Denver's top corporations await you. Join us in getting America back to work. The Diversity Career Fair is the largest diversity and professional-level career fair in the nation and will offer employment opportunities for professionals in management, engineering, sales, accounting, administrative, government agencies, IT, healthcare, and marketing. The Diversity Career Fair is co-sponsored by the DiversityRecruitersNetwork.org, Crawford Broadcasting, and City Career Fair. Meet with companies like Bureau of Reclamation, DirecTV, Morgan Stanley, XL Energy, Wendy's of Denver, Colorado Springs Utilities, Mentor Graphics, State of Colorado, SMA America, Taruma, BCT, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Credit Union of Colorado, Aurora Police Department, and many more. Employers, it's not too late to join the Career Fair. Go to citycareerfair.com for details.
KLZ AM 560, KLZ HD Denver,
and online streaming at klz560radio.com.
This is KLZ 560. Freedom, liberty, truth.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, our arms bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
KLZ 560.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Well, this is Trevin Stoltz who's filling in for Scott Whatley and the ever-impressive Red Merrill.
I'm not red though.
No, I got John here sitting with me as I'm a newbie here behind the mic.
You're not a newbie behind the mic.
in radio, let's say.
Okay, there we go.
We have got an exciting show. I do wish, John, though, that I was in Alaska on a boat like Scott and Red are right
now. I said that earlier. I'm like, Scott, you know, I feel dissed. What's Drive Radio should now be a part of that.
That's right. I think so. I mean, you know, we've had a chance to be on your show, talk a little bit about some of the interesting things around the outdoors. And so I think we should have got an invitation. I guess I'm at a loss for words. Somebody's got to be here to command the ship.
That's right.
Yeah. Today's show, we're going to talk to the Train to Hunt men's open winner, Phil Mendoza.
Cool.
The fittest bow hunter in the West.
The fittest bow hunter.
I mean, this guy is the real deal, and he owns No Limits Archery.
Cool.
Here in Denver.
I love
archery. So we're going to talk with him. We've got Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties. We're going to talk about the Wyoming trifecta, because I am actually going to be hunting with him. I've got a trifecta of tags, antelope, mule deer, or whitetail, depending upon what we see, and elk. And we're going to be hunting with him, and so he'll be coming on. And then we also want to discuss the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, what I like to refer to as debacle.
The debacle.
I believe we've got Dennis on. Dennis, can you hear me, brother?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Dennis, let's talk a little bit about this, and I'm referring to it as a debacle, because that's all I can say. It was horrible. Tuesday, the on-sale over-the-counter and over-the-counter caps went live. What was your experience?
Well, it was disaster. I had been scouting a big bear, and I had a big bear located, and I really wanted to tag for over in my part of the world near Durango. And so my wife, I had to go to work, of course, and my wife got online, and it went down immediately. And then she called me every hour on the hour, it's still down. They gave three notices. And then it came up at noon, and so I talked to one of my buddies in Colorado Springs that I was going to help get a bear tag over here, and he finally got a bear tag for this area. This year they kind of changed the bear tags up, but anyway, he got a tag, and there was only six left by noon, and our lines were all down, so we had no chance to get a tag, so it was not fair. They should have shut the whole system down. And then that gave us a chance to get to it. And then I finally got to Walmart. And y'all are going to love this. I got to Walmart, and the guy I had was an older gentleman. And so I said, can you see if there's any bear tags left? And I got there at 2 o'clock because I had a job to do, and I couldn't get loose till 2 o'clock. And my wife was frustrated. She had been on the phone for 4 hours.
Wow.
On the computer. Solid, trying to get me a tag.
Right.
And our wives get enough of that as it is,
right.
And
sure.
All the tags we draw. So my little old man gets on the computer and he starts punching deals, and he said, "The reason you didn't get a tag is you have too many tags in Colorado."
What?
And he goes, "Oh yeah, you've got way too many tags in Colorado." And I'm just like, "What are you talking about? Are you joking?" Because I've got a sheep tag, I've got an elk tag, I've got a deer tag, and he told me I had way too many tags. So that's the kind of people we have running the computers at Walmart.
Dennis, here's what I thought of immediately when I got up and I got my computer ready for 9 o'clock, I believe, is when it went live. And I got all my information in, and there was only 15 bear tags in the area. I've got an elk tag in, and I don't have a lot of time to spend in the woods as much as I'd like to. So I was going to double up with getting a bear tag and an elk tag. And, of course, the system went down. And it went down. And I encountered the same thing. Matter of fact, I jumped in the truck and drove to Walmart, and there was a line of 15, 20 people, and they did not sell one tag while I was there. So I jumped in the truck and ran home. Obamacare. That reminded me of when Obamacare went live. Is that wrong for me to say that? But that's how I felt.
That's totally wrong. Me and you been in the game long enough that, the DO judges should have known.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost like something's happened since we've taken the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It changed from this Colorado Division of Wildlife to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. I mean, did they forget Maybe they should have divided that up. Maybe they should have done over-the-counter with caps one day and then over-the-counter another day. There had to have been some simple I don't know. But I just know there was a ton of outdoor professional individuals who, man, I just love being in the outdoors. But I can only do so much unless I have a tag. And when you set everything up for it to be fair, and then all of a sudden the guys that have to work, they don't have a chance to get the tag. I mean,
I didn't have a chance.
Right.
That's what makes me mad, right, is there were 106 tags available for 74, 741, all, you know, all the country.
Right,
in my part
right.
of the world. We didn't get a chance at it because, and I also heard that parts of the state were down, parts of it weren't, but all Walmart and Cortez did not come online until noon. And then by the time from noon on, they'd already sold over most of the tags. Because I guess if you were at a division office, you got a tag. But basically that cut all of us guys out that were in the outskirts because, you know, Durango is not part of Colorado. I don't care what they say, but we're, you know, we should be part of New Mexico.
Right.
But we don't have anything over here, you know, compared to what y'all have in the Denver area.
Well, and even in this area, I heard that the division or the actual offices shut down selling because it wasn't fair. Okay, well, I can see that. But here's the problem. You needed to take the whole day off, Dennis. If you wanted a tag, you should have took the whole day off. Well, no, of course that's not. That's silly. You have a job to do. You got to make your money. And for us to be able to do, you know, if our wives are nice enough to be able to go down there, they should be able to go down there and buy a dadgum tag and be done with it. I had 15 tags in my unit. And after the debacle of the morning, then it came back on at noon, there were six left. Well, by the time I hit enter, after entering my, you know, credit card information, stuff like that, all I got was, oh, sorry, quota's met.
Oh, yeah. Ours wouldn't even let us in our driver's license starting at 9 a.m. We went down at 9:03.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was so close that it's just a joke, and, you know, I don't know what the answer is.
Well, and I don't either, Dennis. I appreciate you calling, and, you know, I kind of got – when I read your post on Facebook, and, of course, Dennis and I go way back. He's an old rodeo hand, and I rode bulls, and so we sit and talk about what we used to do and how great we are in our own minds. But Dennis
exactly.
Dennis is, in my opinion, one of the best outdoorsmen in Colorado. I'm glad to call him a friend, and, you know, it makes me think, okay – why were we not prepared? Is this the first time we've ever sold over-the-counter licenses in Colorado?
It's the government.
Well, you know, I'd like to have some faith.
Well, it is, and I love the, you know, the division. I mean, we're all behind them, but
right.
You know, we're not bashing them, but you know, they should be professional enough to know what's going to go on, and I'm not bashing them at all. They do a great job, and I think they do, to be honest with you. I really do, and the people that are in my area, you know, are friends, and they do a great job, but you know, that's just, it just wasn't a fair shake.
Well, and I want to invite someone from the, you know, Parks and Wildlife, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, their new name, to come on board, and maybe they can shed some light. You know, I am a firm believer in what they do, and I'm a firm supporter in the division, and you know, I've volunteered and just different stuff. I don't want to sit here and you know, poke the stick at the bear at all. I support what they do, but there was something off about that. Definitely.
There was way off.
Yeah.
It was just not a fair shake. I don't mind if I don't draw a tag.
Right.
Because I didn't draw my share this year, and I had plenty of points in a lot of places. You know, Arizona and 12, and Utah I had 16, and Colorado I had 17 or 18 for elk, and I didn't draw. You know, I'm good with that. You know, it's part of the game that we play, and our drawing system has got to the point where it is strictly, you know, paying your time, and all you guys out there, you know, one thing I can say is, you know, start putting your kids in, start putting your grandkids in.
Cause yep.
Since my grandkid's 12 years old, I'm putting him in for tags because they'll never draw a tag in their life, and it's a goat or a sheep or a, you know, and I went up scouting last weekend for, I've got a sheep ewe tag, and, you know, I saw 50 sheep, and, you know, the beauty that you see you can't even explain it.
Yeah. No. I totally agree with you.
On the side of a mountain that, you know, and people never see that. And I was 8 miles in, and you know, it's awesome. And people don't understand that. And it's not the killing. It's the enjoying.
That's right.
Of what we do.
You know, I always say it's not the inches of antler that we hold. You know, it's the camaraderie of the campfire. It's the creation in which we get to really see the majestic brush strokes of God.
That's right.
That's what it's about. Right. And you can't take a picture and bring that to someone. You have to bring someone to that.
No, it's true. And, you know, the sun rises and the sun sets. And, you know, we only have so many in our life.
That's right.
And as I'm getting older, you know, I'll start counting on one hand or two hands how many elk hunts I got left, you know, in
right.
my life, or two hands, hopefully. But you never know. But you know, at 57, you know, it's getting tougher every year, and you appreciate every elk hunt and every hunt that we do in Colorado. And we're lucky to live where we are. But
oh, yeah.
I just have to say that I felt cheated on Tuesday for sure.
Well, yeah, and you know, I hear you. Thanks for calling in, Dennis. And like I said, I invite anybody from Parks and Wildlife to come in and maybe give us some insight on that. We got to go to a break here on the other side. We're going to jump and join Phil Mendoza, the fittest bow hunter in the West.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
That is what I'm talking about. There's some music there for you. Boy, it takes me back. I can work out to that now, I'm here to tell you. We are back. Sportsman of Colorado. Hey, if you want to talk with us about what we're talking about, dealing with this debacle that was Colorado Parks and Wildlife over the counter with CAPS this last Tuesday, give us a shout, 303-477-5600, 560 AM KLZ here. And I am Trevin Stoltzfus, sitting in for the infamous Scott Whatley, Sportsman of Colorado. And we're going to join Phil Mendoza now. A lot of you guys have been listening the last couple of weeks. Phil Mendoza is the owner of No Limits Archery, a good friend of mine. And Phil, you were just handed a title, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
How does that feel to be named the fittest bow hunter in the West?
You know, I tell you, waiting until the last minute, right before the awards, not knowing, you know, whether I'd won or taken second, it was, once he finally announced, the kid announced it there, I got a little choked up. You know, I did.
Yeah, so, for those of you who don't know, we've been talking about it, Phil was preparing for the Train to Hunt Nationals. Train to Hunt, of course, is a great, great website, traintohunt.com, started by Kenton Claremont, that really kind of collides the best of both worlds of bow hunting, CrossFit, American Ninja Warrior, just a bunch of these things together to really help you train to be the most prepared in the outdoors. And you go on every day, and I know, Phil, you do this a lot too, and there's a workout specifically for the movements and that are needed to be successful in the woods. And right. And then they have these competitions throughout the summer, a qualifier, which, of course, you crushed Fort Collins, you crushed Casper, and then you had some tough competition there at Nationals here this last weekend.
No doubt about it. There was guys that were ready, and they brought it.
Brock so Akers? Man, was that guy amazing or what?
He's tough, man. I feel fortunate to be able to edge him out, but it was a battle, I tell you that, you know, from start to finish.
You know, and I was there. I actually got to compete in the Masters, and what a wonderful – wonderful. I'm still sore, by the way, Phil. But it was a wonderful, wonderful a competition. And then, of course, High Plains Creative, our a production company that produces Outback Outdoors, was actually there to film it. And so I was helping, kind of being a competitor, but also my wife got to compete. And then I helped with some of the footage. And Phil, it is going to be an amazing show. I'm telling you what, that'll air probably end of first part of second quarter of next year, 2015, on the Sportsman's Channel. It's going to be good watching.
I'm looking forward to you. I mean, the camera guys were on it, man. Every time you thought you were going to be able to do a shot or a part of the course, and you look over your shoulder, and they were right there, man. They were capturing everything. I have to tip my hat off to you guys, because it was. They were moving. They were on it.
We were joking around and we were kicking around. We brought in some help from our cohorts up in Laramie, Wyoming, Into the Wind Outdoors. And we had Eric Randall and Mike Steffen, and unfortunately Aaron Johnson couldn't be there. But those guys were running probably as much, maybe even more, than some of our competitors. And then, of course, our team is just top-notch. Dustin Etheridge and Jordan Brown and Jade Helmick and Cody Ventrice and Dion. I mean, the whole crew never was nonstop. So it was fun. What's fun about it, I think, is where this is going. Phil, what do you think? I mean, this just keeps growing and keeps growing. Where do you think Train to Hunt is going to end up? And how have you integrated that type of training into your new website and, of course, No Limits?
You know, it's all about awareness, because I think there's so many people out there that are already doing, you know, preparing for the backcountry hunts or just your everyday, you know, day hunting even. But there's so many people preparing for it. It's just now bringing the awareness of, hey, you know what, now there's these competitions to help you measure yourself. And you know, it's like you said, the camaraderie and the brotherhood of the people that are competing in these events, it's just you know, there's a lot to be said about that. So I've just tried to, you know, I've started a second website to try to encourage people, give them some extra tips on how to get prepared for these events. And, you know, I guess sky's the limit. I see that there's a lot of potential, and there's a lot of motivated people, which is a more important thing to watch and hope to see this grow.
Yeah. And that that website's championshipbowhunting.com, right?
Correct.
And you, what's your focus there as you use it to encourage people?
Well, you know, people like myself and yourself, you know, we get to interact with some of the manufacturers and some of the developers of packs and some of the, you know, some products that we bring and we put in front of, you know, the consumer's eyes. me as a dealer, you as a show host, but a lot of people don't get to see that. So my goal is to, A, you know, again, shooting tips, fitness tips, try to get you prepared. B, you know, I'm going to be doing some gear giveaways. We got one going on right now. And hopefully just bridge the gap a little bit. You know, be transparent with what's out there. These companies are really, you know, Slumberjack, you know, they were out there at the event. You know, Cryptek's a big supporter. You know, there's so many companies that are wanting to support this. So people like myself or you, I think, just need to just continue to flood the consumers and with more as much information as we can.
Right, so, yeah, and not sell them, but show them.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly right.
So with that, though, you've even got stuff in the shop. Like, if and you did this all summer, but you even take it to that next level, Phil, where you can actually bring people in and you can actually, I know with Jesse, kind of help train people, you know, boots on the ground type stuff.
Yeah. We've been doing it every Thursday night, our workout. Last year we did a boot camp, so we tried to get people a little bit ready before the season, but it's, you know, there's CrossFit, you know, there's running, there's guys that do trail runs, and then there's, you know, just general fitness working out. And this Train to Hunt is kind of a mix of everything. And Ken's really got it pegged down to the certain movements and exercises that will benefit the backcountry hunter or any hunter in general. So we just try to create another platform, bring people in. Again, you know, we want to have as many little fingers out there as we can, whether it's just the general shooting, the fitness crowd, the target archery crowd. So it's just another one of those fingers, one of those options we offer at No Limits Archery, and try to, you know, grow our family.
Yeah, awesome. Well, before we take a break, I want to take just a moment and say, okay, I'm a new bow hunter, or I'm a new hunter. Maybe I'm getting into bow hunting, and I know we it's a little bit close to archery season to actually just go get a bow. But if I walk into No Limits Archery here in Denver, where are you going to take me? How are you going to take me? Maybe I'm bringing in my old bow for a tune-up and maybe a shooting lesson or something like that. Let's walk through that to get me ready to get out there. I've got an elk tag in my pocket. What do I need to do next?
Well, there's, you know, for what we focus on is the equipment. We try to make your equipment perform to its best performance, so that way you have the best chance to be successful in the field. So a lot of that, there's some tuning that can be involved, so we can take a look at your setup, you know, take a look at strings and cables. If they're worn, if they need to be replaced, we'll start there. Get your bow back into specs, get it tuned, you know, we'll do some paper shooting. We'll teach you along the way things that you need to be aware of. And once we've got your bow where it's ready to go and it's dialed in, then it's, you know, the sight-in process, matching arrows to the type of game you're looking to hunt. So there's a lot of interaction between us and the customer, just asking questions and finding out what exactly you're looking to do. Are you looking to go out and shoot some rabbits and squirrels, or are you looking to, you know, go hunt moose or elk, you know?
Right.
So it's just a lot of interaction, and we try to be as personalized and specific. Archery is a very personalized activity, and it's not one of those deals where you can pick up your buddy's rifle or you know, your dad's rifle and go shoot, you know, in a rifle hunt. With archery, you need to be practicing right with your setup specifically for you.
Right. And you know, I think it's important too that we recognize that the animal, they deserve that. They deserve the respect from us as hunters, whether we are shooting a rifle or a bow or a muzzleloader or whatever, that we put in the preparation so that we can make those ethical shots. And, you know, and a lot of us hunt to fill the freezer, and that's fine, but we still owe that to the animals.
No doubt. So. That's the most important thing, is just being ethical, responsible sportsmen, and like you said, rifle hunters, bow hunters, crossbow hunters, whatever. I mean, we're all part of the same group. We need to support each other and be ethical.
Right. Well, all right. We are going to grab another break. And then when we come back, it's great talking to Phil. Again, Phil, the fittest bow hunter in the West, winning the Train to Hunt National Championship. Great talking to him. We're going to, on the flip side, we'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit with Quentin Smith. And I believe we got a special guest on the line, too. We'll be right back. with Sportsman.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzvus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
All right. Some great lead-in music there, Matt. Loving it. Oldie but a goodie. Hey, we are back with Sportsman of Colorado. This is Trevin Stoltzvus, and I'm sitting in for the infamous Scott Watley and the ever-present, as long as it's in the, you know, passenger side of a pickup truck, Red Merrill. And we are going to be joined by Quentin Smith now. Quentin Smith of QRS Outdoor Specialties, one of my good buddies. And, man, I have been really blessed to spend a couple of seasons around a campfire with him. Quentin, you here?
I'm here.
Awesome. Man, it's great to hear your voice. We're going to be spending some more time together real shortly here.
Yeah, very quick. About a week away, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm sitting here looking out this window at those mountains and all the tags I got in my pocket, and I'm pretty excited.
It's going to be a good fall. We've been scouting here the last couple of days and seen some great goats and some mule deer around and great whitetail, and I'm excited about it. It looks like it's going to be a good fall.
Now, you guys need to understand one thing. When Quentin says some good goats, you know, he's not talking about the neighbor's billy goats. He's talking about some exceptional pronghorn antelope up there in his Wyoming property up there at the Split Rock Ranch. And I have to say, that's been the hardest tag for me to draw here lately, hasn't it?
Q?
It has, yeah. It's, you know, over about even the last 5 years, it's definitely creeped up in the preference point game. When we first started talking about trying to do what we're going to do this year together on the trifecta hunt, you know, we were looking at a two-point preference ball to be able to draw it, and now we're up 5 and 6 points to be able to secure that tag. But we got it. We're looking good. We've seen some great goats. We went clear to the north end of the ranch yesterday and found some really good goats out there. And then, of course, you know, just right here at the home place, we're looking good.
Well, for those of you guys who don't know, what Q and I are referring to when we referenced the trifectas, we started talking a couple of years ago about the ability on the same area, in the same area, to be able to take a deer, either mule deer, and he's got mule deer and white tail both up there, and then an elk. And I've had the privilege of, in the last couple of years, taking a wonderful elk on with Q up there, and then we've taken a couple of deer. But to take all three of them in one season from the same area and film it for Outback Outdoors on the Sportsman Channel, I think I've never seen it done. Have you ever seen it done?
I haven't. When you start looking at the, just like you're saying, the same unit, the all three species on the same unit, same ranch, all of those things together, this is going to be a fun one to do.
Yeah. We've got, we've got antelope starting up first. That starts the 15th, I believe. We're getting together a few days after that.
That's great.
And we're going to – there's so much water there. It's the strategy we're going to take, of course, is a little different than just sitting on a water hole. We're going to take the fight to them. You know, here we're dealing with an animal that has 8-power binocular-type eyes. You know, can see almost 180 degrees around them. And we're going to belly crawl in the sage to try and get up and stick an arrow behind the shoulder. So I'm pretty excited about that. I love the challenge. But I also love the trophy quality that really seems to be in that area.
I've got a good friend with me that's here. We've been scouting the last couple of days, and he's got an antelope tag that he'll be doing rifle season here later on this season. Right here off of, we've got 4 center pivots on this ranch, 640 acres, Trevin, as you know. But this, what we call pivot number one, we've got a group of about 45 to 46 bucks all in one group.
Wow.
Staying right here on us, and there's some exceptional goats running around. It's going to be a fun spot and stalk hunt. You know, right now we've got a lot of animals still bachelored up really heavy. Your big bucks are still bachelored up with your younger ones, and you're not seeing a whole lot breaking out as far as does and bucks starting to pair up. We did see a little bit of that on the far north end of the ranch yesterday, but it's going to be a fun time. Get a decoy out, go do some spot and stalking. And, you know, the cool thing about this place is that the number of antelope are so heavy that we can, you know, you talk about stalking antelope, you can get into a position where you see, do 10 stalks and maybe 1 out of 10 works or 1 out of 20 works. The fun thing about this is you can turn around and go the opposite direction from where you just screwed up one stalk and be on another one.
Right. And understand that this is not behind high fence, people. We're talking
We're talking
the open skies of Wyoming. And
100% free range.
Yeah. So the neat thing about the area that we're going to be hunting there, and Q, of course, we did it last year, is the ability even to separate and bring you guys up to a high spot to flag for us or to motion for us and to have that second cameraman. You know, we're doing this all for the adventure. You know, again, we talked about it earlier in last segment, that it's not about the inches of antler that you hold. It's the camaraderie of the campfire and the creatures we hunt and the creation that we hunt them in. But the ability to capture that adventure and bring that home, to me, that's the trophy. To me, that's the – if I can take our adventure, Q and you and I went up and we spent 5 days hunting elk. And we went down to the wire that year. But we have a really great adventure to share to my wife, to your wife, to our parents, you know, whatever it be, but they're not tired, they're not wet, and they're not exhausted, but yet they still get the adrenaline rush, and they still get a glimpse of what we feel. And that's what we love to do. That's what Outback Outdoors loves to do. And if you're looking for a great experience in the outdoors, and whether it be hunting lions or, it doesn't really matter, because you've got elk and you've got deer and you've got antelope. You really need to look at QRS Outdoor Specialties. They have Colorado, a place in Colorado. They have a place in Wyoming. And so they're very diversified. And, of course, Q, you and I have met, what has it been, 5-6 years ago? And it's, we were, like we knew each other all our life.
That's right.
And yeah. So it's
you
been.
You talk about this, the big game side of it. The other thing that these people get out of it as much as just, being able to hunt the different species, and that is the Western culture.
Right.
And gaining that, we talked about that on the episodes and things that we've done in the past of building that kind of experience in, and this ranch offers 4 major, landmark trails that go right through the middle of it, and so while you're out here stalking an antelope or a mule deer, you could be standing right where the wagons went through on the old Oregon Trail.
That's right. The Mormon Trail.
That's right.
Or you could be, as we did last year, standing in the old Pony Express stop.
Exactly right.
I mean, that's history right there. If you're interested in talking more about hunting the Western way of life, give us a call right now, 303-477-5600. Join Quentin and I we're excited. I mean, I'm not to the point of losing sleep, but I have gotten with my wife and laid out the calendar and said, sweetie, I'm going to be gone these dates and these dates and these dates, because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. So, hey, you've been getting a lot of moisture up there. Tell us, what's this moisture going to do for this early season hunting?
Well, I'll tell you what, this week alone, we got a rain that come in here this past week on Wednesday that flooded this country. I would say that as a whole, we probably got more than 2 inches of rain or better, in every ounce of this country from Green Mountain clear across the Pivots and up north that absolutely flooded. We had rivers running in places that we'd never seen. Our main dirt roads coming into the ranch had rivers running on them.
Wow.
So what you're seeing right now and what we're noticing driving around, everywhere you turn, there's another water hole.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes a critical issue when you're specifically lion hunting antelope, because a little bitty water hole in the middle of a 2-track road is all they need to water from.
Right.
And you're seeing all kinds of track and stuff on it. So you could go set up, a blind on it right now. The problem is they could go 200 yards from there and be on another water hole with no problem.
Right.
So at that point, we're going to have to go to these other measures of the spot and stalk and using decoys and hopefully being able to bring them in. And hey, who knows, we may have to get Singleton out. He's one of our antelope right here on the ranch is pretty famous for us that may have to be a decoy a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Singleton, I miss that old boy. This is a 88-inch plus antelope that sits on the coffee table there at the Split Rock. And, he's just like kind of one of the family. And, he just turns up in the darndest places.
that early season's a fun hunt because a lot of times these animals are very predictable. They're in their routines every day. They're going to their bedding areas and their feeding areas, and they're doing that same routine over and over, day after day after day, and they haven't been screwed with. And so that can really be the fun part about the archery hunt is you can pattern these animals. You can pattern what they're doing, where they're coming, what times they're coming, and they're pretty reliable during those times until they start being messed with.
Right, sure. Sure, for sure. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. And then, of course, we have already spoken a little bit that there's a pretty decent whitetail you've been seeing out there. Now, my tag is for a whitetail or a mule deer. And in the past, we've concentrated on mule deer. But, the big old whitetail, there's something to be said for getting sneaky enough to where you can go up and arrow a big old whitetail and, spotting and stalking, that type of thing.
You can follow us on our Facebook posts and stuff that we do, too. We just posted a couple of 8-point whitetail that we found 2 nights ago. Trevin, they're some of the best whitetail I've seen in this country in a long time.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. It's going to be fun. And then, of course, it's on in elk. And that, the elk, they can be hot and heavy early, or sometimes you got to give them a little time. Let them crank up,
Usually in the past, of course, we've got 2 different units that break down on elk here. We're hunting where you and I'll be hunting in a general elk unit, a pretty easy tag to draw. We do very, very well on that. been 100% across the board on it. Early season archery or rifle, that's been the fun part, to see these animals and get on them. I'm curious to see how it breaks down this year, because they've done away with an early season cow hunt that they're doing over on Green Mountain, and they've incorporated that in with a person that's drawn a regular either-sex elk tag. If they do not kill a bull in the archery season and come back in the rifle season and kill one, they can actually have the opportunity to go kill a cow in November. So they kind of changed that up a little bit on us. But, you know, typically over the last, I would say, 5-6 years that we've been on this place for sure, our elk start moving in here just probably in about another week or two. I did see about 35 head of cows about 4 o'clock one morning here about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I guess now. It sounds maybe even a little bit longer than that. So we're going to start seeing them here pretty quick. When they move in, you get that September, you know, 6 through 10, 15 kind of time frame lookout, we're fixing to go to the rut.
And now, are you still seeing when those elk start moving in, that's because of that early season cow hunt, right, up there on Green Mountain?
Is that the pressure off of Green Mountain? Right,
right. And is that hunt still in existence?
That early season cow hunt has gone away.
Okay. That's what you're saying. Okay, I got you.
But we'll be starting the same thing as far as archery pressure up there September 1.
Right.
And so there, you know, and people are starting to move up there and look around and camp, and, you know, they're starting to do their preseason scouting and stuff, and a lot of that can put enough pressure on some of them that it'll start leaving these elk around quite a bit, too. So
right.
I suspect that here within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're really going to start seeing some change in that, some animals moving in, and really start seeing some elk show up here pretty quick. So,
well, you know,
elk hunting out here can be totally different than, you know, what you expect in high timber country and some of that, because, you know, you're so reliant on hearing animals and being able to, you know, focus on where they're coming and things that way. Here, we can watch these animals from a mile and a half, 2 miles away, right, and make a play.
Right.
And, you know, then when these elk get to bugling, a lot of times these elk will be in groups of 50, 75, or 100, even when they're clear out here in the sage and some of that country. And so you'll have multiple bulls, 10, 12 bulls in a herd. And you may have 10, 12 bulls or 2 herd bulls that are going to be 330 to 350, and you've got, you know, several bulls, 290 to 310, 320, somewhere there.
Right.
And that bunch, and they're all bunched up, and that becomes a fun way to hunt them. We're going to try a new trick I'm going to pull out of a hat on them this year that I've been working on. I've got a new decoy coming in that we've been kind of working a little bit with. So you remember Allie Armstrong Outdoors and Legacy Trail.
Right.
They've hunted on my Colorado place a couple of times, and they're tied in with Montana decoys, and we've designed a new decoy that's a bull decoy. I'm super excited to try that out, because you get into a situation out here in these big groups where you get close to them and you pop up a cow decoy or something like that, they're not necessarily responding that well, but they'll run to the edge of the herds and bugle like crazy back at you or talk to you, but it's like, you know, it's time for you to come to me.
Right.
And at this point, we're going to go in here with a bull decoy and see if we can't threaten them enough.
That's exciting. That's exciting. I'm that's awesome, because I'm a big Montana decoy fan. We're going to take a break real quick. Will you stick around, Q, on the other side of the break? We're going to talk a little bit about this race against Sierra's race against meningitis, and I know you were involved with that with my good buddy Craig. Okay, great. We'll come back after the break and discuss that and talk some more hunting.
Awesome. If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make.
Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037, or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Oh, yeah. All right. We are back with my good buddy Q from QRS Outdoor Specialties. And we are talking hunting. Who's ready to go hunting? I am.
It's time.
I am. It's almost time. I'm looking out there, and I'm looking at that afternoon shower, and I'm just dreaming about tucking up under a little juniper, waiting for it to lift, and then those bulls get up from their bed. Oh, what am I doing inside, Q?
That's right. It's time.
Yeah. Well, Let's talk a little bit about my good buddy, Craig Steinhauer. And, of course, you had actually met Craig before I met you, I believe. But Craig one of my first cameramen, actually, from Fort Collins. And we just became good friends. He's a heck of an archer and bow hunter, and a heck of a good friend of mine. And really involved in hockey and different stuff up north. Well, he is one of the main administrators for the Face Off Against Meningitis and Sierra's Race Against Meningitis. And you got a chance to be a part of that this year, didn't you?
Excited about that. Yeah, Craig called here just a week or so ago and got to visit about things. And of course, he's got a big benefit, sounds like silent auction, an event coming up here maybe, what, next Friday, I believe?
I think it was last night.
Oh, last night. Okay.
Yeah.
They had a huge silent auction, and QRS donated a management deer hunt here on the Split Rock with them to be able to help and go to that cause. So that was fun to be a part of that. I'm pleased to do that with
you. Yeah, I was hoping that Craig might call in today and just kind of give us some feedback on that event. But I will say this about Craig. He's got not a newborn, but still, you know, within 6 months old she might even be older now. She might even be. Anyway, you know, it's so bad. You're so close to a guy like that, and then life just happens around you, and pretty soon your kids are growing up, and you know, you don't get to spend as much time with people as you'd like, but that's just part of our life. But we want to stay connected. So I just wanted to mention that, and we sure appreciate you and QRS getting involved in that to raise money to help people understand a little bit more about what meningitis is, and it's a killer.
It is, absolutely. No, we're excited to be a partner and help Craig and his family and that whole cause out for sure. So
yeah.
Excited to see who won that hunt and get him out here.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, let's kind of go full circle here. What have you heard, Q? I don't know if you got to hear the first part of the show, but I'll tell my little story again. I get up Tuesday morning, and I've got all my information ready to rock and roll because I got a 61 elk tag, premier unit that's got a lot of bears. And now the Colorado Park and Wildlife have gone to this wonderful over-the-counter with CAPS, one-day online type deal till they're gone. I looked and found out there was only 15 bear tags available. And here's the crazy thing. I got a good buddy, Sean Hicks, and his wife has a tag out there. And between what his scouting and what we've done, we got 14 trail cams out there, and we're getting probably 30 pictures of bears to every one of elk.
Oh, you're kidding.
And yeah, and there's only 15 tags available in the whole unit. So I set up Tuesday morning to get my tag, and 9:03 the system locks up.
It does. Yeah. We're sitting there right there on the computer with you.
And so I ran to Walmart, and it wasn't too far from the house, and there's a big old line at Walmart, and I stood there for 15, 20 minutes, and the line didn't move because their system locked up.
That's right.
So then I went back to the house, and pretty soon there's a thing on the website saying, hey, we'll reopen at 11:30, and then it got pushed back to noon. And so at 12:01, I'm sitting there with all my computer information or my credit card information on the computer, and I send it in, and quota's been filled. And my heart dropped. You know, I still got my elk tag in 61. I'm really excited about that chance to kill a decent bull on public land. Pulled all my permits so I can film it. You know, we're ready to rock, but I was just hoping to have that bear tag. And
that hasn't been awesome.
Yeah, since then,
we were sitting in the same kind of situation with you in a little bit different light. Our purpose was to pick up a bear tag and a elk tag for a youth hunter that booked late with me that wanted to come in and hunt on our ranch up in Walden. And so we needed to secure that tag that way. 128 tags available. You know, watching the system, sitting here at 9:00, and same exact thing, ran through the same issue. Completely locked up. Of course, I'm in central Wyoming right now, just finishing a corporate retreat, and so trying to do it from a computer. And so got on the phone and started making phone calls, and got with a good friend actually down out of the Durango area that has a division system. Doesn't have a lot of people go down to them during that time of year, and so I got her to actually work on it, and it was 1:00 before we got it done, but we did get our elk tag and bear tag secured. But, you know, what a nightmare. I mean, what was there, 70,000 tags? Is that what
I don't know.
That was for sale?
Have you heard? I mean, I invited the division, 303-447-5600, to call in and say, you know, hey, maybe they could shed some light on this. And, of course, unfortunately, I could have done some better planning there, but we haven't heard anybody, and I'm just wondering what happened. And it was almost like it took them by surprise.
Absolutely, it was, and you know, I think if you look over the course of some things that have happened, probably over even the last 6 months or so, Trevin, several of these Western states, you know, have used, I believe, one company or so to do their total licensing system and some of those things, and we've seen some major things happen in this online draw process and some of that. Colorado posted a big deal right after they did the draw this year where they basically said, oops, sorry, wait a minute, we forgot to put non-residents in the draw.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to go back and take all those tags from people and then redo the draw and all of that and then come out with totally different results. You've got Wyoming that had several issues with, different units than that. I know Utah had a big problem this year, Nevada some. And so it's kind of been like a raging epidemic on this online thing a little bit in getting some of that stuff done. Now, is that all running through one company? Those are questions that, you know, definitely division's going to have to answer for us all.
Right, yeah. And I don't want to bash Colorado Parks and Wildlife. I mean, they do a great job, but I think there's something to be said for being prepared. And we see it from Obamacare.
Right.
You know, what happened with Obamacare? Well, enough about that. Today's been a great day. Glad you guys joined me. signing off with Q. Thanks for being with us. Phil, thanks for being with us. And, of course, I hope Scott and Red, you're having a great time, and we will see you next week on Sportsman's of Colorado.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
How often do you hear in these liberal arguments, it's for the children?
Chris Cook.
It's for the children. You hear that over and over again, like you're supposed to feel guilty about it. Let's actually secure their future, Mr. Obama. Anybody with common sense ought to see this. Common sense is not one of those attributes that I usually give to the left. There's not a lot of common sense there. They're not thinking beyond next year. They never do, and they never have.
Christine Cook with Grassroots Radio Colorado, weekday afternoons at 5 on KLZ 560.
KLZ AM 560, KLZ HD Denver.
Listen live at KLZ560radio.com.
KLZ 560, a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the following program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Wealth Map. I am your host, Jervis DiCicco, managing partner and financial advisor at the Colorado office of the Spectrum Planning Group, KSI, a wealth planning firm right here in the Front Range. I am registered with and offer securities through Kovac Securities, member FINRA SIPC, and offer advisory services through Kovac Advisors. The Spectrum Planning Group is not affiliated with Kovac Securities or Kovac Advisors. You can check us out at www.spectrumplanninggroup.com. You can call the show anytime at 720-491-1234 to have a question answered.